to
The Crash Report! The Crash Report! The Crash Report!
My name is Eric.
I'm Sean.
And I'm Micah.
Sean.
Yeah.
This is a different world that we're living in.
Yeah. I feel like we went into some parallel universe.
We usually record at like 2 or 3 in the morning. What feels like 2 or 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
And I feel like I have like had 4 cups of coffee.
Yeah.
And that's only because I'm so excited about the Broncos.
Right. Yeah, that's crazy. I think the only thing that curbs my excitement is that I wish that this would have happened like 3 months ago.
Welcome to the Crush Report. That's this that you're listening to.
Okay, you almost forgot the name.
Yeah.
Welcome to the
what report. Is this again? There's a lot of excitement, and Sean, I almost feel like if Drew Locke is our quarterback for the future, that we should have a new segment, like called like Lock It Down or something like that.
I like it.
And then like have like the sound of like prison cell doors closing.
Yeah.
Lockdown. I don't know.
Lockdown. Or like cocked and locked.
Yes. Yeah. Sound of a shotgun. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. So the Broncos have a new quarterback.
Right.
And I know we talked about this last week, but this is big shit, man.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy, man. Since we recorded last, the Broncos did win. We noticed today that we didn't write down our predictions. And but I recall I said that they were gonna win.
I said they were gonna lose.
Right. And I'll definitely admit that like my prediction was a long shot. It was like a high hope.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I believed it in my heart.
I said the Broncos were gonna lose as much as they won.
Right.
I don't know if it was the exact number, but I said 30-something to 10 or something like that.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Great game. Phenomenal game.
I'm not going to say that yet.
You son of a bitch.
I got to stay the pessimist.
Yeah.
But this is really cool that we won 2 games with Drew Locke.
I will say I got nervous again at the end, which I'm really
so did I. That. So did I.
I'll say like great first and most of second quarter, and then I got nervous again.
like a guy on a first date.
Yeah. Like, oh man, dinner was great. Like, I had enough in my account to pay for it. Like the car ride, we had good conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And then like I went to kiss her, but I headbutted her. So I don't know how it's gonna go if it's that second date or not. I'm hoping yes.
Well, now we're up to a third date.
Right. Yeah.
Like
she showed me a nip. I don't know.
I was just gonna say, we should probably stop this analogy before it goes too far.
Nips aren't too far.
Okay, I'm gonna
grow up, people.
I'm gonna go through this real quick because there's so much analysis that we need to talk about.
Right.
All right. So here's the game, not play by play, but series by series. Texans 9 plays punt. Broncos 7 plays touchdown. Touchdown to Noah Fant.
Who knew?
I know, yeah. Fumble recovery touchdown by the Texans. Kareem Jackson, 70-yard fumble return. Sorry, the Broncos scored, is what I'm saying.
Right.
Houston gets the ball back, 6 plays punt. Broncos get the ball back, touchdown. That was Heuerman, 8-yard pass. That was after Garrett Bowles screwed up. What was it? Short pass to Booker? No. Philip Lindsay? I can't remember. Maybe I'm thinking of something else.
That touchdown in the second quarter was to Jeff Heuerman. It was an 8-yard pass from Drew Locke.
Yes. I don't know what I'm thinking. Houston gets the ball back. Eight plays, field goal. We are up 21-3.
Right.
9 plays, field goal for the Broncos, 24-3. Texans give up the ball on downs. We get the ball back. Touchdown after 6 plays. Royce Freeman. This was the... no, that still isn't it. I don't know what I'm thinking about that other play. Royce Freeman scores. Forgot that Royce Freeman was on the team. Then it's basically the half. Broncos come back. 8 plays, touchdown. At this point, we're up 38-3. Now, Sean, we score with 9 minutes and 15 seconds left on the clock in the third quarter. So there's a full 24 minutes left. We don't score for those other 24 minutes.
Right.
Which is concerning to me. Houston gets the ball back, touchdown after 4 plays. Broncos intercept a ball after 8 plays. Or, I'm sorry, we throw an interception after 8 plays. This is Locke. They get a touchdown after 12 plays. We punt the ball after 4. They get Watson throws an interception to Jackson. Once we get the ball back, we go 5 plays, we punt. Houston gets the ball back, 14 plays, and they punt. And then how did they get the ball back? Oh, onside kick. That's right. Onside kick. They recover it. At this point in time, I'm like, okay, if they score, it's 31-38. Broncos are winning. With 23 seconds left. So in my mind, I'm trying to think, how do they score 14 points in 23 seconds?
Yeah.
Luckily, Deshaun Watson throws an interception. And we can all classify the last touchdown as garbage points.
Yeah.
So, Sean, I'll let you have the floor first. What's your take?
For sure, yeah. And breaking down the rest of the game.
Oh, yeah, give us some stats here.
Denver had 391 total yards. Houston had 4-14. A big proponent of us winning this game, turnover wise. Denver had 1, where Houston had 3. I think we talked about that. Kareem Jackson, fumble return. We saw the defense really step it up a notch. As far as Drew Locke, versus Watson, Locke had 309 yards. Watson had 292 with 2 interceptions. Locke had 3 touchdowns with 1 interception. We did see a decline in the run game a little bit in this game. Phil Lindsay was our leading rusher for 16 carries for 51 yards. Noah Fant, to everyone's, I'm sure, shock, was the leading receiver for 4 receptions for over 100 yards, 113 yards and a touchdown. Yeah, man, it was a very interesting game. Possession-wise, we were pretty equal. I saw really good things. Saw a few things that still is concerning. I guess like the telltale question that we always kind of ask each other at this point is, did the Broncos win this game or did the Texans lose this game?
So happy you asked that question.
Yeah.
I'm going to say the Broncos... I'm going to say the Texans lost this game.
Okay.
I by far, you know... By basically every measure, the Texans are a better football team than the Broncos.
I mean, yeah.
And that said, though, the Houston, I'm not going to say they played terrible, but they played bad. And I think the Broncos did exactly what they needed to do and capitalize on the flaws that they presented, that the Texans presented, and the Broncos won. Like, it's as simple as that. I think as you're reading some of the box score, to be fair, Sean, Locke threw it 27 times. We had 27 rushes. That includes three by Locke himself, which I think is a difference maker. Defense played fantastic. Like,
yeah.
I wish we would have scored more. Even another field goal, I think, would have given, at least in my mind, a field goal in the fourth quarter at some point would have given, I don't know, like, I hate riding the back of some of these guys, or some of the backs of some of these guys, but, like, just the execution of it needs to be flawless every quarter.
Right. Yeah, they definitely give up a lot in that fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Usually.
And I'm okay that they give away the 14 points in the fourth quarter isn't a big deal to me. Winning a game 38-24 isn't a big deal to me. But I would love to see, instead of, 31 points in the first half, let's spread that out a little bit.
I'm okay with getting it right away. However we can get it, I'll take it.
Yeah, yeah.
In their defense, this is a team that hasn't scored over 24 points this season.
Correct, yes. This is the first game, so.
Yeah.
I know this is, this is above and beyond a critique that doesn't really need to take place. But, in terms of where the Broncos are, there's no reason, in my mind, for us to not critique them. Solely because there needs to be, I think about the issues, the long-term, big, 50,000-foot issues that we've talked about when it comes to ownership and management, not necessarily coaching and not at all execution, but I don't think this is the turnaround that everyone thinks it is or will be.
All right. Fair enough.
Where are you on? I know I'm at one end of the spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
And real quick, let me read you some of the article titles that have been written over the week.
Sure.
Okay. With Locke leading Broncos, Elway can remove QB position from 2020 draft board.
Oh, geez.
The Broncos are fun again! ! The Broncos have found new life with Drew Locke. Drew Locke infuses life into the Broncos. The Broncos' future is locked in. So it's like, overwhelmingly, people are ridiculously stoked.
Yeah. I don't necessarily blame Colorado media. We've kind of had like a shit year.
Yeah.
Shit 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. Any positive spin is always great. The NFL, I saw articles from the NFL.com, who usually shits on Colorado pretty heavily, touting the impressive win that we had over Texas. And I know Von Miller himself said he thought Drew Locke's performance was incredible. I think he even said this guy's a fucking rock star.
Yeah.
Which is a big compliment, and definitely Von Miller. I think his endorsement means a lot. I don't know. I think it's still way, way, way too early to say he's the future of the Broncos. I think he's doing great. I think we need to see a lot more. It's a great turnaround. Realistically, I think I read an article that said the Broncos still have are at like 1% chance of getting into the playoffs.
Yeah. Is now a good time to talk about that?
We can. We could go into it. I guess before that, just a little more.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Build up to that. The Broncos moved up another 2 spots in the power rankings to 21. Which just put us above the Raiders. Officially in the standings, we're 3rd in the AFC West, which is crazy that we actually passed somebody with a 5-8 record.
Right.
Luckily, the Chargers suck even worse than us. And the Raiders aren't doing much better. We play the Raiders still this season. We also play the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Which is not great for us. And they play the Chargers. So, yeah, man, we could definitely go into this whole
real quick
the chance.
I guess I do want to talk a little bit more about Locke.
Okay.
I mean,
I liked it. I thought he played with confidence and swagger. I think he made smart moves throughout the game. You know, I still saw a few rookie like foibles, I guess.
Yeah.
Whatever you want to call them. But that's going to be anybody. I mean,
yeah.
That just takes time.
I guess I'm like, it seems so premature to
right.
to go through this exercise.
For sure.
To assume all of it right now, you know, like
yeah. Well, I think to an analogy we've used a bunch in the past, like that we're a scarred woman.
True. Yes.
You know, like we've been hurt before, and we don't want to get hurt again.
Right. Right.
Because we've definitely been down this path. I mean, you could probably read these same articles and put Trevor Siemian's name in there.
Oh God. That's not a good sign. Yeah. It's really, really hard for me to buy all the hype. Like, even I watched Brandon Perna's episode after the game, and like, I thought he might like. Did someone give that dude some coke or something? Because he seemed way too excited for Drew Locke to be doing so well. But I mean, I get it. Like,
right.
It's hard to not be excited.
For sure. Yeah. I mean, like we said, we've gone through such a dry spell.
Right.
To have something happen.
And I guess I shouldn't assume the worst about Perna because like, he makes a good point. Like he goes, you know, by the time that halftime ended, like he was quite sure the Broncos were going to ruin this in some way. And they didn't, luckily.
Yeah.
So yeah. I don't know.
I feel like I don't know. I feel like Fangio has like a good tilt on all of it. I mean, he's not a very excitable person to start with, but in all the interviews I've seen with him so far, he's just like, yeah, he's had a good first 2 games. Like he's not like blown it out of proportion. He's not like. I don't think you hear coming out of Fangio's mouth like, this is the future of the Broncos. This guy's going to lead us to Super Bowls. He's just like, yeah, he's doing good so far. Let's keep it going.
Yeah.
Which is encouraging to me because he's not falling into the hype. He knows that there's a lot of work to still happen.
Does he know that a lot of it needs to come from him?
I would assume.
I guess we should talk about that real quick. Like, in terms of coaching... I'm concerned that the first half works out so well because of how scheduled you can make it, and then the thing that I'm worried about is Scangarello and what's the other guy's name? Donatel? No. Donatel. Like I'm concerned that like our coordinators aren't. I'm going to go ahead and say talented enough, which is like mean to say, but I'm concerned that they're not talented enough to figure out how to manage a second half. Scoring a fifth of your points over the course of 60 minutes in just 30 of those minutes just is so stressful for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I just can't buy the hype, and I'm not going to. And I really like how fantastic Drew Lock has been, but when it comes down to it, I don't know if it's all for anything. And I hope I'm wrong, but I'll say this, Sean. So now let's talk about playoffs real quick. So I just tweeted out, this was from Brandon Perna. This is how the Broncos get into the playoffs, which is nuts that we'd even like mention this. Okay, so the Broncos have to win out, obviously.
Right.
Okay. Here's the I'm gonna climax early here, Sean. Okay. here's the big bang. Okay. If we want to get to the playoffs, here's how this happens. We beat the Chiefs.
Right.
Okay. That's like the biggest hurdle is the first thing. Okay. If for some freakish reason, which statistically is impossible for us to beat the Chiefs.
Right.
I'm not saying it's not impossible, period. I'm just saying, like, in terms of history, like, it's impossible for us to beat the Chiefs. Then we got to beat the Lions and we got to beat the Raiders. That's not impossible. That's very possible. Like,
yeah, those last two are
those fine. Last two games are coin flips to me. So along with that, this is what has to happen. The Texans have to beat the Titans. Very possible.
Right.
The Bills beat the Steelers. Very possible. And the Saints beat the Colts. Very possible. Okay, that's week 15. Week 16, Ravens beat the Browns. Very possible. Saints beat the Titans. Very possible. This is not possible, but because things are so crazy with the Jets have to beat the Steelers, and then the Panthers have to beat the Colts. So there's kind of a you know, this thing going on here, is that the Titans, the Steelers, and the Colts have to consistently lose.
All right.
Okay, and so there's only two games that we got to worry about in week 17, and that's the Ravens beat the Steelers again.
Which the Ravens have been on fire.
Yeah.
Possible.
And as well as the Texans beat the Titans again.
Right.
So, if all that takes place, I think we get into the wild card.
Yeah, we're at 100% then. I mean, that's a for sure we're in.
Right.
So a few things could change.
Go for it.
I mean, even, you know, the Texans lost the Titans. It drops down to 60%. Yeah, I don't even know what else would have to.
Well, I mean, we'd have to beat the Chiefs. That's the biggest thing.
Right, that's the first off. Which is, that's a hefty one.
Very.
So say we, all those other things happen and we lose to the Chiefs. That drops us down to 27% chance of making a wild card run. And then all those other things would still have to happen, though.
Right, yeah. And amazing teams would have to lose even more. Which at this point, seeing how the Patriots have played, I guess it's not that crazy, but I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
This is my problem with, like, talking about Locke in this fashion, is that, like, we went from steps, like, 1 and 2 to, like, 35 and 36.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. I mean, obviously the hype is really huge right now. I mean, but realistically, when you do look at that, like, our chances didn't really change from blowing out the Texans. To go into the playoffs. Obviously, yeah. You know, I think it gives us more hope for next year. Yeah, man. I think Locke could be, potentially could be, like the future of the Broncos. I definitely would not emphatically say that yet. I think we have to see a lot more from him.
And Sean, I would get my oar and I would get in the boat with you to paddle with you.
Right.
Because I'm in the same boat.
For sure. And to say that we stop looking for a quarterback just because of that.
Oof. I know.
Is ridiculous.
Yeah. That is.
Yeah.
Whoever wrote that needs to shut their mouth.
Right.
In
the nature of the NFL as we know it, like, to not even, you know, find another prospect is ludicrous.
Right. Well, I mean, that goes back to my conversation that we had, was it last week or the week before, where we talked about the style of quarterback. I just don't think Locke fits it. Locke officially is 6'3", which I really like, but I would love to see that dude just bulk the fuck up. Like,
oh, yeah.
Just get,
I mean,
fucking
he's
shredded.
He's super young.
Like, he looks like every overrated QB from, like, the SEC or the ACC. Like, just nonsense. Like, I don't want that guy. I want the Mahomes. I want the Cam Newton. Give me the shredded dude who can,
he's
like,
built like Tom Brady.
Right, yeah.
Which is not a terrible thing.
I want Lamar Jackson and Deshaun Watson hurtling over guys.
Yeah.
Jumping 6 feet in the air for a touchdown.
I don't know if Locke is that.
Right.
He's mobile. He's a hell of a lot mobile.
Correct.
More mobile,
yeah,
than
yeah,
we've seen.
Yeah. And which I'm all for. Like, I'm happy that he's mobile, but, like, there needs to be more than just mobile.
Right.
So, I'll stop beating a dead Bronco, but...
For sure.
Well,
whichever way he develops into being... Whatever play style he develops into, I mean... That's the scary part, is that that relies a lot on this offseason and how we develop our team for the next season.
Right.
And, well, who we pick up to fill in those spots that we need to make whatever scheme that they decide to go with... as effective as possible.
Well, and we're forgetting about so many other pieces that, like there's a good chance Will Parks is gone.
Right.
Our offensive line is still, you know, it's like, you've seen those, like, that 86 Honda with the spare tire on it driving around, you know? Like, that's our offensive line.
Yes.
So it's like, I really don't want to duct tape everything, and I'm concerned that, like, well, I already said it. I'll stop. But regardless, like, I'm glad that people are excited. I'm glad that as myself, as a Bronco fan, I'm excited. I'm excited to see the Chiefs game. I don't think that we'll win, but, like, I'm excited to see it. Like, I genuinely hope that with the attitude that Locke has, that we put up a decent fight. And that it's not the... How bad did we lose to them the first time?
Not that bad, but they also lost Mahomes.
Right, and so the issue was, like, how did we not capitalize on...
Right. We're, like, in this scenario, this team, I think, could have capitalized and won it that game.
30-6.
Okay, we did lose a lot worse than I thought.
Yeah, but, I think what makes it worse is that it's not Mahomes. Is that it was Matt Moore.
Right.
But I will say, I genuinely think still, like, did you watch their game against the, the Patriots?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was insane.
Mahomes looks like he's tired.
Oh, I'm sure he's got to be beaten up, man. Like that, like we talked about last week, dude, that play style just isn't, like, sustainable.
He looks slower.
Right?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
And he's dealt with injuries all season. I mean, they've been minor,
yeah,
luckily for him. But, yeah, man, he's getting beat up.
Yeah. I don't know. Let's talk about the Chiefs, I guess, a little bit more.
Before we move on fully from the Texans,
yes,
did you have a game ball on?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Game ball, Kareem Jackson.
Nice.
Take a lap? That's a tough one. who screwed up? I'm going to say I'll blame OC. Scangarello. For being conservative in the second half. Or not scoring enough in the second half, I'll say.
Yeah. I'll go... I'll go Locke for game ball, just because.
It's a good choice.
And I'll give honorable mention to Achiu.
It was cool to see a couple guys out there that were new that, like, they played well.
That two sacks was great. And then game lap, or take a lap. Man, I don't know.
I felt like it was kind of hard, too.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like everybody kind of performed. I mean, the offensive line didn't get a ton of penalties, so I'll give them that. That's an improvement.
I'll give you that.
Yeah, I guess I'll agree with you. I mean...
Play calling?
Yeah. I think it could have stepped up, I guess, in that last quarter.
Yeah.
Okay, now we can move on to the Chiefs.
All right, so this is in Arrowhead. 11 a.m. game. Vegas has the spread at 9.5. Over-under is 46, which I think is low. So injury report for them. Mahomes is questionable, but clearly he'll play. Their secondary's banged up.
Can you imagine we had another game with no Mahomes?
Oh my gosh. I've thought about putting money down on the Broncos for this game. Just for shits and giggles.
Yeah. Just in case.
Right. Because the money line is so on tilt. ESPN has them winning 87% of the time. That means we win 12.8. Okay, Sean, how do we win this game?
I mean, looking back, let's see. Chiefs lost to the Steelers.
Yeah.
Game week 2. They lost to the 49ers week 3.
Hold on. Let's see. Colts, Texans, Packers, and Titans.
They lost to the Texans.
Yeah. So, they lost to the Titans. They lost to the Colts. They lost to the Packers. They pummeled us.
That was preseason, yeah.
I don't know, man. I mean, Titans are no good. We beat the Titans.
Right.
I mean, I don't know.
How do we do this?
As a Bronco fan, to me, it seems more like a coin toss, coin flip, than it does just an outright loss.
Sure. Yeah, no, I mean, I think our odds are definitely a lot better than they've been in the past. I mean, on average, it looks like Chiefs are on average hitting, 28 points a game?
Yeah.
I guess maybe a little bit higher. And previous to this last game, we were, averaging 16, 17?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, this definitely helped a lot. Could it potentially be a trap game for the Chiefs? Blew us out once already. I think a lot of the hype from last week probably doesn't help. Man, I don't know. It's going to be a tough game. That's for sure. I think with the Chiefs, I think it's really important that we up that run game again.
Yeah.
And our defense obviously has to show up huge.
Yeah, it's interesting to think about. I wish there was more time for us to understand how they lose.
Right. Totally. I mean, huge things that we have in our advantage if our defense can shut down Mahomes.
I was just going to say that, yeah.
I mean, Von Miller has a flash of what we've seen in the past from him and puts a little fear in Mahomes, who has, like you said, is slowing down, who's been consistently hurt throughout this season. He's not going to want to take huge hits. And that's one thing the Broncos have done well, even outside of Miller. You know, our pass rush is pretty strong.
Here's some of those stats that you were looking for, Sean. Points per game, the Chiefs have 28.5, and the Broncos have 18.2.
Uh-huh.
If you look at the last two games with Locke, just trying to split the difference here, it's really close to 28. Might even be a little bit more than 28. I think because Locke is a unknown commodity, I think it kind of throws things kind of for a spin. It's going to be about the run game and passing effectively. I mean, there's nothing special about it. You got like that's one thing that I heard that was, I think, a good way to wrap your head around the last two games is that the Broncos, like the players themselves, have been executing.
Right.
Like people have been catching the ball like they should. People have been capitalizing on mistakes. The defense has capitalized on mistakes that the other team has made. Like it's easy. I think it's easy for the Broncos to win against the Chargers with Locke. It's crazy that they would win against the Texans, but I genuinely think that the Texans lost that game, that they made stupid mistakes. They didn't execute as well as the Broncos, which led to a Bronco victory. It's going to have to be on that level at the very least for the Broncos to have a shot to win. Like, capitalizing on the Chiefs' mistakes, if they go 3-and-out at any point in time, you got to capitalize on it.
Totally, yeah. Yeah, I was just trying to figure out. I mean, obviously, the Chiefs, I don't know, I don't want to say have more to play for, but they're vying for a spot in that top part of the AFC West to become, like, legitimate contenders. And with the Texans losing, it actually helps them already.
I'm looking at the last three games of the Chiefs. It's pretty much rare that they go 3-and-out.
Right.
It's kind of rare that they punt it. There's a drive. No, that's not, no. Yeah, it's rare that they punt. If it's less than, it's either 3-and-out, 5-and-out, or like 9 plays and a touchdown. I just don't know how we win the game. It's got to be on capitalizing on their mistakes. Again, the Chiefs would have to lose this game. That's what I'll say.
Yeah, I agree with that, man.
Prediction? You ready for it?
Yeah, I guess. I'll go ahead and say I'll be the positive Stanley. I don't know. What is that guy called? I will say 34-31 Broncos.
Oof. That's the exact one that I was going to... I was going to say 34-31 Chiefs.
Oh, really?
Genuinely, I was going to say that.
That's awesome. I hope I'm right.
I hope you are too. Regardless, though, I hope it's a close game. That's all I want. I just want a close game.
Yeah, I just don't want to be blown out.
Right.
I feel like we don't have a ton to lose at this point.
Right.
But to see our team actually be contenders with the Chiefs, I think that's a good feeling.
I'm gonna go further and say just even the thought that like
right. we like could, there's potential there that we could actually become a team that's on that
right
caliber.
Right.
That's exciting, man. Which I don't know. I feel like we're on that cusp. Like you said, it a lot has to do with them. If they show up, they don't let playing the Chiefs get in their heads.
Right. Right.
I mean, it's kind of interesting that it's like them playing us earlier in this season. It's just such like a different team now. Like there's not a lot for them to go on.
Right.
Like they can't really rely on their past experiences playing us.
True. Yeah. That unknown commodity, that aspect. Right. I know Von Miller's been dealing with kind of a sprained MCL, or maybe not even sprained, maybe strained, but, I mean, the dominoes just have to fall in the right place. And yeah. I think it's very hard to pull off, so.
Oh, man. Could happen. It could happen.
At this point now, yes, I would agree with you. It could happen, yeah.
Which would be phenomenal.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. It's really interesting. I can't wait to see what happens. I am proud of the Broncos for winning last week. It's exciting times again.
Yeah, man.
It's weird because we went kind of from like, where do we go from here? Like it all kind of blew up, and somehow it's kind of clawed its way back into existence.
Yeah.
So, we'll see. Again, like I wish it was a little bit sooner, which I'm sure the Broncos wish that too. But hindsight's 2020.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm sure everybody in the Broncos organization regrets Average Joe being a Bronco.
Yeah, but I mean, like, it makes sense to me as to, like, why.
Right. He's what we needed at the time. He's what we could get at the time, I guess I should right. say.
Yeah.
And not to mention, Locke had hurt himself, so.
Supposedly, at least.
Yeah. I think it was legitimate. I think that 2-3 spot wasn't like, I don't know. I don't think either of them thought with him being here that they would even play this season that much.
True, yeah.
So.
But hey, real quick, one thing that I was thinking about. Our last preseason predictions.
Okay.
You were in the 10-6 boat.
Yeah.
And I think I settled on 8-8. And I think at this point, I would definitely be pleasantly surprised if we were 7-9.
Right?
Right.
Isn't that the craziest thing? Like, from that day to this, like, 8-8 is just, it's almost an impossibility, but that's the best we could do.
Statistically, like, or historically, it doesn't seem like it should happen. Like, how everything is set up right now right. should not even be a possibility.
It's crazy how it changes, man.
So nuts. Like a sack full of almonds. Nuts.
Sack full of almonds. Get that one weird almond. No one wants. It's got like a weird dent in it for some reason. All right, man. Let's wrap this up. I'm exhausted.
Do it.
I feel like I gave all I could give. Thank you guys so much for listening. This has been another edition of the Crush Report. Like always, if you go onto iTunes or Google Play Music, wherever you listen to podcasts, and review the show and rate the show and give us a thumbs up, definitely helps the show to grow. We're very excited to see the Broncos making this turn. Hopefully it continues and it turns into something beautiful. We're excited, obviously. You guys want to let us know what you're thinking, we'd love to hear about it on our Twitter account at Crush Report. You can hear myself at, or reach myself at, Sean H. Porter, and you can reach Eric at
Eric D. Munoz.
And go Broncos!
Go Broncos, I guess.
Cock it and lock it.
And the thought of loving you is getting so excited. Skyrockets in flight. So polite, I always thought a fish could not be caught who didn't fight. But you got some bait waiting, and I think I might like heaven and a little afternoon delight. Skyrockets in flight, afternoon delight. The sun gone down. Thinking of you's working up an appetite. Looking forward to a little afternoon delight. Rubbing sticks and stones together make a spark ignite. And the thought of rubbing you is getting so exciting. Skyrockets in flight.